a blank baby, and the words that fill my head. I'm still a blank baby, but the world would rather see me dead. I was born a blank baby,
and the world's gonna fill baby my radio, head. The I'm official still a blank baby, podcast of the Blank Baby Empire. I'm Scott McNulty, Emperor of said empire, I guess, and I'll be your host for this probably 10 minutes or 15 minutes of oral satisfaction. That's A-U-R-A-L, which is a word for, it means hearing, you know, sounds. Look it up in the dictionary. I'm not making it up. So, as my usual modus operandi for these podcasts is, I started it, and I really have no need or reason to have a podcast today, but sitting here in my apartment, it's 10, it's almost 11 o'clock at night, on a Saturday, 28 years old, I'm all alone, miserable failure in my love life and my personal life, and my career's not going all that well, podcast seemed appropriate. And of course, that kid, my career's doing fine, I wouldn't say I'm a miserable failure in my personal life. My love life is non-existent, so I can't be a failure in that. So overall, I'd say everything's coming up McNulty. So, what should we talk about? A few people I've learned over the past few weeks actually listen to this podcast, so I figured I should do one, especially since I told Dan and Ryan that I would do one last week, and I didn't, because I'm ever so popular, that I was out, you know, getting things done, sticking it to the man, and I mean that in the kind of, you know, down with the oppressor, not with any other kind of suggestive meaning. So, I didn't get a chance to do my podcast, but this weekend, well, yesterday I was doing stuff, but today, nothing. I even woke up early, but then I took a 5-hour nap, so I think that cancels out waking up early. And I did absolutely nothing. Absolutely nothing. Except sleep for most of it. I didn't turn on my computer, though, until, like, what time is it now? It's 11 o'clock. Maybe an hour and a half ago. So kind of giving myself a vacation from the technology, since I tend to spend a lot of time on the computer. I thought, why not give myself the afternoon off and do other things. Now, of course, in an ideal world, I would have went outside and perhaps actually did something. But in the world that you and I live in, folks, I took a nap on my couch, which is kind of small. I'm not a small man. The couch is small. The nap, not so comfortable. But one of my many, many, many talents is that I can sleep anywhere. In fact, when I get on a plane, I'm usually kind of crammed into the seat there, because, you know, I'm a big guy, and they want to cram as many people as they can on the plane, so it doesn't work. And then, I think I've talked about this before, that I enjoy walking on the plane, because I know, as I'm walking down the aisle, everyone's looking at me, and saying, I hope he doesn't sit next to me. And that always makes me giggle inside, because once I sit down, and I see someone with a child, I think, they shouldn't travel with babies. They should check them in, like, you know, dogs, and keep them in the cargo bay. But that's just me. And, I mean, you could drug the baby, so it would go through well, and it wouldn't know it was in the cargo bay, but come on. I paid a lot of money for the ticket. I don't want a screaming baby there. But anyway, that's besides the point. My point was that once I get on a plane, and to my seat, sitting next to probably someone who doesn't want to sit next to me, I almost immediately fall asleep, which I'm sure makes me very popular with the person sitting next to me, because I also snore. So they've got, you know, a 300-pound man sitting next to them, snoring, possibly drooling. Maybe I'm resting my head on their shoulder. So they I'm sure they don't like that. But, yeah, I paid my money, and I'm gonna sleep. God damn it. So, that point of that story is that while my couch is small, and I am not, I can, in fact, take a comfortable, well, not so comfortable, but an effective nap. And I had to take a nap today, because I didn't do anything. So that really tired me out. So, you know, I woke up at like 10:30. Around 11:30, just had to take a nap. And then I woke up again at like 5:30. So, yeah, I kind of pissed away the day. But, it's not like I had plans. Well, I did have plans. I wanted to run some errands, but I didn't do that. But tomorrow is Sunday, and that's my fun day. It's my I don't want to run day. So I will go do my errands tomorrow, and, you know, feel fine. So, what was I saying? Oh, people actually listen to this now. Of course, I'm sure everyone's turned it off after that whole horrible sleeping story. But, anyway, people seem to enjoy it. So I thought, why don't I do it? Maybe I'm even thinking of possibly having a weekly podcast, which I probably won't be able to do, because every time I say I have some sort of regular feature on anything, I tend not to be able to keep it up for more than twice. So maybe, maybe not, I don't know. I have to figure out what day is good, because Saturdays I'm usually actually doing something, and I don't know. I don't even know if I have enough compelling content to do it weekly, but that's besides the point. Speaking of compelling content, why don't we talk about the Inquirer article that was about me. Well, not really, it wasn't really about me, but it featured Blank Baby and Terry Ryan, who's my boss, and I don't know if he even listens to these podcasts, but if he doesn't, I mean, if he does, I'll say hello. Hello, Terry! And if he doesn't, well, we'll pretend that he did. So, the article was about me. It was kind of me sandwiched between... It was an article about you can possibly get fired for your blog, sandwiched around the fact that I was hired for my blog. So they used me as the exception to the rule that you will invariably get fired for your blog and you shouldn't write one. So that was kind of a bummer. But it was well received. Lots of people said, "Hey, Scott, now you're famous. Woo for you." And did you get an uptick in Blank Baby? And I didn't. I didn't. Because even the Inquirer article online didn't have a link to Blank Baby. But now, thanks to the magic of syndication, and I guess a very slow news week, this article has found its way across the wire, as the journalists call it, and it showed up in Yahoo News, the Duluth News Inquirer, something like that, the Mercury News, the San Jose, the Silicon Valley, something or other. So, you know, techie kind of publications. Well, you may not know, but these are, well, the Duluth one, not so techie, but the other ones are tech savvy. So I've had a massive uptick in traffic, massive being a relative term, but for me, it's almost double my traffic in the last week, so that's pretty cool, and I doubt these people will ever come back, and when they got here, they probably thought, what the hell, this guy got hired for this blog? But that's my story. Speaking of stories, last night I had, this is the last story I want to tell, and then I'm going to wrap up the podcast. So please, save your applause. Last night I had a weird dream that involved Martha Stewart. And it wasn't like a dirty dream, but it reminded me of, I don't know why I assumed that you would think that it was a dirty dream, but, or not dirty, but naughty. Oh, naughty. Martha's naughty. But anyway, I've sidetracked myself there thinking about naughty Martha Stewart. Which is something I didn't want to think about, and I wasn't thinking about, but now I am, and I can't get it out of my head. I bet you can't either, so I apologize. But anyway, so Martha Stewart was in a dream. It was about blogging, and she was somehow involved in negotiating my contract, and I don't know, but anyway, it reminded me that I was watching TV the other day, and apparently Martha Stewart now has her own show again, probably called Martha... or something. Maybe Martha with an exclamation point. Did you do? Or something. I don't know. But anyway, it was apparently poncho day. And she was wearing a poncho. Like a macrame or not macrame. I don't know. Crochet. That's what I'm thinking of. Crochet poncho, and the entire audience was wearing ponchos. And she has these dogs, apparently, that are running around the set. I'm assuming they're her dogs. And they were wearing little doggy ponchos. It's very strange. I think she's gone insane since she left prison. I don't, before she went into prison, I don't think she was all that sane. But now that she's gone, and she's in a position of power again, she's demanded that 300 people and 4 dogs must wear ponchos on this day by just declaring Poncho Day, which I think is weird, but if I could declare Poncho Day, I think I would, and enforce it, you know. Hey, you're not wearing a poncho. Beat them to death or something, I don't know. But anyway, and it was weird because she was wearing a poncho, she was in the, you know, a studio, and she was talking about cooking tips that she learned in prison. It was the most surreal thing that I've ever seen. Martha Stewart, surrounded by 300 people in ponchos, and 4 dogs wearing ponchos, talking about prison cooking tips, like you can make a grilled cheese sandwich in the microwave if you put in a brown paper bag, and she couldn't get brown paper bags, but the guards would let her use them because she was, you know, cooking up grilled cheese sandwiches in the microwave. Very strange. And that's really what I live for, is these strange things that happen in life. And one of my many joys that keeps me giggling are covers of songs. And I want to leave you today with a cover of a song that I found from a blog called The Adventures of Accordion Guy in the 21st Century, which is Joey Davila's blog. It's very good. He's up in Toronto. Or Canada. Everything in Canada is Toronto to me. I don't know if that's true. Well, actually, I know it's not true. But anyway, so this is a cover of a song that you will recognize, and it involves banjos. So I've been Scott McNulty, and you've been listening to Blank Baby Radio. Enjoy.
Can't explain all the feelings that you're making me feel. My heart's in overdrive and you're behind a steering wheel. Oh, touching you, touching me, touching you, God, you're touching me. I think I'll love, just look through the room of my heart. I believe and I think I'll love, when we're rocking till the sun goes down. I believe and I think I'll love. Ooh, ooh, ooh. I wanna kiss you every minute, every hour, every day. You got me in a spin, but everything is A-okay. Just look to the rhythm of my heart. I believe and I think I'll love. When the record the sun goes down, I believe and I think I'll love. Sun goes down. I believe and I think I'll love. Ooh.